have a few appointees that are before this committee. It's going to be a little challenging, given my understanding is that we have a hearing-impaired rally, as you can hear right now, right outside. So it's going to be a little loud, and you're going to get the brunt of it on your side. You're ready. So we're just going to, and maybe a labor rally outside right now. So we're just going to... So we're just going to plow through this to the best of our ability. Why don't we establish a quorum, Madam Secretary? Please call the roll.
Senators Cannella.
Here.
Cannella here. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here. Mitchell.
Here.
Mitchell here. Runner. De Leon.
Here.
De Leon here.
Okay, we've established a quorum. Why don't we go to file item number one, that is reference of bills to committees. Can I get a... motion? We have a motion made by Ms. Leyva. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Cannella.
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Runner. De Leon.
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Motion passes on a 4-0 vote. Let's go directly to our appointees today. We have Mr. Daniel C. Kim, who is the Director of the Department of General Services, appointed by the Governor. Mr. Kim, welcome.
Thank you, Chairman De Leon, members of the Rules Committee. Daniel Kim, Director of the Department of General Services.
Let me ask you a question before you get into the content of your presentation. Is there anyone that is present that you'd like to introduce? Any family or loved ones?
I would have loved to introduce my wife, Lynn Paquin, but she's actually on state business in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And my children, Isabel and Olivia, they're in grade school and taking tests right now. But they're all here with me in spirit.
Okay. Very well. Very well indeed. Okay. Why don't we begin, make a presentation, and then we'll go straight to question as well as answers, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
It's a real honor and privilege to come before you today. I want to say that I've always wanted to pursue a career in public service. After graduating from college, I went on to pursue a master in public policy degree, and right after graduating, I went to the LAO. After working there, I worked for a management consulting firm where I specialized in state and local government clients. I then spent 14 years in county government in San Francisco and also in Sacramento County, where I covered the gamut of administrative duties, including HR, IT, finance, accounting, program integrity, and the like. In 2011, I joined the California Department of Public Health as the appointed Chief Deputy Director of Operations. There, I led a number of different efforts to streamline government, restructure the department generally, and maximize funds and be more collaborative with our internal and external stakeholders. At DGS, I hope to apply all the knowledge, skills, and experiences that I've acquired over the past 20-plus years in state and local government. In particular, I want to focus on five different areas. One is to be more collaborative. Really want to actively engage those who are most impacted by the policies and practices that we develop so that we can collectively do business better. Want to focus on efficiency. How can we as a department do things better, faster, cheaper? And in course of doing those things, be more agile as an organization. Also want to take a data-informed approach so that we use data, apply it, so that we can make more informed decisions and help prioritize what we do as a department. Also want to be more transparent so that we can share our data and other information to the public and other interested parties so that in meaningful ways for them and also to help increase our own accountability. And last but not least, I want to promote sustainability, be a champion for green government, because DGS has a significant power of the purse, and we can do a lot of things to, we have the power of the purse, so we can do a lot to help promote a more sustainable government, more sustainable society. I cannot do all of this alone, but I'm blessed to have an incredible team at DGS, very motivated, skilled, smart staff who are working alongside me. In closing, I just want to say I'm honored and privileged to be here before you today. I want to thank you for this opportunity, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kim. While we start with questions from the members, we'll start with Ms. Mitchell.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. First of all, you handled that brilliantly, because I've jumped both times the drum started, but you kept right on target, just so that's a sign of a strong leader. You're not distracted by outside noises. Let me start by saying, Mr. Pro Tem and colleagues, I'm being shadowed today by a young woman who's a Hamilton High junior, Davita Bradley. Davita sat in on my meeting today. with Director Kim. He shared with her that he was a Fairfax High School alum.
You're Fairfax.
So based on that fact and the robust conversation we had, he shared the strategic plan with me for his department. I was educated in terms of the breadth and scope, kind of the volume of their work. They've got a great page in the strategic plan that shows kind of key contacts in the various departments that you work in. And it's a plan that is measurable. It's SMART objectives. You'll know that you will have accomplished them when you get there based on the way they are worded. It was clear the way he's engaged his entire kind of C-suite, for the lack of a better word, group of leaders within his organization. It was great meeting you, and with that, I have no questions.
Okay. Are you alum from
Fairfax?
Fairfax or Hamilton?
I am not, but it's in the district, and so my shadow and I decided that he was okay. You're okay by us. You never know what it'll take to just get you over the edge. So thank you, Mr. Kim. I appreciate the time we spent today.
Thank you, Senator.
Ms. Bradley concurs.
The power from Ms. Bradley, a Yankee, if I'm correct?
Yes.
At Hamilton High School. Yes. So thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Mitchell. Mr. Cannella.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Director Kim and I had a chance to talk yesterday, and we covered a whole gamut of subjects, and I thought you were very forthright in your answer, from the $17,000 door replacement to various other topics, and I appreciated your knowledge at every level. Every question I threw at you, you had a great understanding of what the issue is, and you were addressing them head on. I thought that was great. I also, as I said to you yesterday, I'm just very impressed with your staff. They take care of the Capitol. That's where I relate with them the most, and they do a very good job, very professional, and I very much value the service they provided to the state of California. So you answered all my questions yesterday, so I have no further questions today. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cannella. Ms. Leyva.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. I, too, am being shadowed today by Lisa Albanese. Lisa, where are you? Put your hand up. There
Welcome,
she is.
Welcome, Lisa Albanese.
Lisa is a student at Pasadena City College, and it's very nice to have her. So I do have some questions. We can't let you off this easily. I very much enjoyed meeting with you. I think that your breadth of knowledge is excellent as well. I do think you're the right person to lead the department. And I first wanted to say thank you very much for getting back to me so quickly. The questions I had about Lanterman and about extra real estate in the district. So thank you for that. But I would also like to talk about the department is the business manager for the state, overseeing the management of 40 million square feet of all types of space. What do you see as the biggest challenges, and what do you hope to accomplish in your tenure?
Great. I think one of the major challenges this department's faced with is the situation with our buildings. We have a number of buildings that are in disrepair. So I think focusing on that, we have for the first time conducted a comprehensive study of all the buildings under our purview and identified what the cost would be to actually fix all those things. Right now, the running tally is somewhere over $1 billion. Now, we have an annual budget for maintenance of $18.5 million. We're not going to get to all that at the current rate. So we have to prioritize, and we have to identify ways that we can leverage funding. So we're looking at those things. We're looking at ways to identify funding. The governor's budget has a proposal to provide some additional funding for deferred maintenance, $12 million for our department, $500 million statewide. It also includes $1.5 billion for infrastructure projects. Those infrastructure projects include three new buildings in the Sacramento region, which would cover about 1.1 million additional square feet of new office space or renovated office space. I think that would make a big difference. But that's not all. We're actually developed a 10-year plan that looks at a long-range facility sequencing plan for the Sacramento region that over time would either add new or renovated space of about 4.3 million square feet. So we do have a plan in place, and we're coming up with a way to prioritize our tenant improvements and also to work with the tenants in our buildings to get a better sense from them what's really important. Because as I mentioned to you yesterday, we know it's important to fix the boilers and chillers, big, heavy things that cost a lot but are critical to sustaining a building. But we also need to make sure that we can paint an office here and there and patch the carpeting, because those make a big difference as well.
Agreed. And I like the 10-year plan, and I would just put a little plug in for sprinklers here in the Capitol in the annex. So thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. No more questions.
Thank you very much, Ms. Leyva. Mr. Kim, why don't you give us an update what's going on with the latest on the Sonoma Development Center, the closure?
Yes. Our role at DGS with respect to Sonoma or for other types of buildings like this is we serve as a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. So what really drives us is our client, and the client in this case is DDS. Mm-hmm. So they're the department. They determine what they want to do with that facility. So we've been working closely with them and taking their lead in terms of what the property, what will happen to that property. They're still in discussions. I think what we have both decided is we do not want to go through the typical surplus property process. So we want to work with the community, the stakeholders involved, to see what the best use of that land is.
Okay, and what do you identify as the greatest challenges that your department has right now?
I think, as I mentioned to Senator Leyva, it's the situation with the facilities is very significant. But I also think that we at DGS have the power of the purse. We cover so many different areas of state operations, and that to the extent that we can help address climate change, we can promote sustainability through our environmentally preferable purchases, our other procurement vehicles, by building zero net energy buildings, procuring more zero energy vehicles, expanding the EV charging stations throughout the state. I think we can make a big difference statewide and have an impact nationally.
Are you able to draw down on resources for energy efficiency?
Yes, we've been working with CEC in many ways to see how we can work with them to get additional funding. We also have some funding proposed in the governor's budget to address some of our energy efficiency issues related to our facilities. And we're working closely with a number of different parties to see how we can look into different areas to promote energy efficiency.
Sure, okay. It's a little challenging, so I thank you for bearing with us with the folks outside. Any other questions or commentaries from the members? I'm seeing none. Those in support of Mr. Kim, please come on up right here or right over there. We got a microphone. I don't want to get folks too comfortable sitting down.
Sure.
I just want you to say...
We'll be quick. Justin Malone for the U.S. Green Building Council in California. We did send in a letter of support. It's our pleasure to be here in person. We wanted to do a shout out because really, often the private sector finds government difficult to work with. Mr. Kim's been a pleasure to work with. His door's been open. He's got this can-do attitude, and he's working on and expanding the legacy of the governor's executive order for green buildings on your SB 350. And with the green purchasing, in addition to the green buildings, we believe he's really doing what he said and helping the state to be a leader in climate change advocacy and policy.
Good.
So thank you.
Thank you very much. Next witness in support.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Members and Mr. Chair, Lori Kammer, Small Business California, and it is our pleasure and a privilege to support Daniel Kim as the Director of the Department of Industrial Relations. Small Business California does a lot of work with the Procurement Department. We're also a part of the Small Business Advisory Council, and we support a director who supports small business. Thank you.
Thank you. Next witness in support.
Good afternoon, Chair, Council, Rules Committee. My name is Mike Sabelic. I'm the Executive Director of the Disabled Veteran Business Alliance. Our organization has been around for 20 years, and Department of General Services has been a staunch supporter of our members, both veteran and disabled veteran businesses across the state. In the last year, under Mr. Kim's leadership, they've even increased that. Our partnership with them is stronger than it ever has been, and we see him as a force of change to keep that moving in a positive direction. Another note, I know Mr. Kim personally from some of our conversations, and I have to tell you that not everyone in government has the integrity and the truthfulness that he has. He'll tell you like it is, so if there's an issue, he'll make sure he tells you, and he will also live up to his word. So I really appreciate his integrity, and we strongly support his appointment.
Thank you. Next witness in support.
Good Good afternoon, members. My name is Alicia Wong. I represent the Asian Pacific State Employees Association. It's an honor to be before all of you this afternoon, and it's a pleasure of ours to support Daniel Kim as the director for the Department of General Services. We are a 40-year-old nonprofit organization that advocates the rights of EEO and also different opportunities to maximize the potential for our members and for state employees. Director Kim has been a staunch reporter for APSE, allowing those opportunities. So it's our honor to be able to support him here today.
Thank you very much. Next witness in support.
Mr. Chair, Senators, my name is Frank Montes, Chairman of the Board for the California Hispanic Chambers of Commerce, and we're in support of Mr. Kim's appointment. I've met with Mr. Kim many, many times, and he's exactly what small business needs here in the state of California. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Next witness in support.
Good afternoon, Chair, and members. Ken DeVort, the National Federation of Independent Business, and I don't want to give him more responsibility, so I'm going to correct my colleague here, Lori Cameron, Small Business California. It's Department of General Services, not Industrial Relations. But we really appreciate Director Kim. I can't think of an agency in state government that works better with small business. And his leadership, he was new to the director position and did an all-member call with several thousand of our businesses live. So he stepped into the hot seat right up front and has been a great asset, and we appreciate him and his staff.
Last witness is support.
Mr. Chairman, members, thank you. Julian Canetti, Director of Public Policy with the California Asian Pacific Chamber of Commerce. We too support the confirmation of Mr. Kim. You know, DGS to our members, our Asian business owners, and our small businesses throughout California is a key department in the state of California, especially in contracting. Mr. Kim has continued the commitment to programs, additionally has improved upon and come up with new programs to engage small business and make sure that they are getting their fair share of contract opportunities through DGS in the state of California. Mr. Kim also met with not only my board of directors, but also about 45 small business leaders from throughout California a couple months ago. He was kind enough to come to a meeting, present to them, and answer questions, and they were very impressed of his knowledge and his commitment to public service and his commitment to small business. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other witnesses in support? I am seeing none. Those in opposition to Mr. Kim, seeing no opposition. Mr. Kim, you went to Fairfax High School?
Yes.
Did you live in and around the Fairfax area or in Hollywood? Or?
I did, yes.
You did, okay. All right, well, with that, can I get a motion, you know?
So
we have, what I'll do is I'll take a product of LA Unified School District, you know, as well as we have a few folks here in the audience today. We have a motion made by Ms. Mitchell. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Runner? De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Motion passes on a 4-2-0 vote. Mr. Kim, congratulations.
Thank you.
Colleagues, what we're going to do is, before we bring in Mr. Scott Cameron, let's go to file item number 3. So file item number 3 through 8. That's file item number 3 through 8. Can I get a motion? We have a motion made by Ms. Leyva. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Canella?
Aye.
Canella, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Runner? De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
File items number 3 through 8. Motion passes on a 4-0 vote. We'll go to our last item. That's Mr. Scott Cameron. Mr. Cameron, welcome.
Thank you.
We want to start by introducing any loved ones, friends, family members. So please do so. And if not, then what we'll do is we'll go directly to your testimony. And from there on, we'll go to Q&A.
Well, good afternoon, Pro Tem De Leon and members of the committee. The family I have with me today is my wife, Kelly.
Kelly? Kelly. Oh.
My son, Shane.
Shane? Where's Shane? Oh, there you are, Shane.
My daughter, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
And our family friend, Jonathan Long.
Jonathan, hi. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm humbled to be appointed by Governor Brown to serve as Senior Deputy Commissioner of the Division of Financial Institutions for the California Department of Business Oversight. I've been a financial institutions regulator with the Department of Business Oversight and its predecessors, the Department of Financial Institutions and the State Banking Department for 32 years. I started my state career following in my father's footsteps as a bank examiner and worked my way up, as he did, to the head of the banking program prior to this appointment. The opportunity to serve in this new role for the governor and under the direction of Commissioner Owen, overseeing banks, credit unions, and money transmitters is an honor. Throughout my career and years of service with the state of California, I've been very proud to know that I'm protecting California consumers and supporting business by ensuring safe and sound financial services. As a senior deputy commissioner, I will continue to make that my primary objective. It is my motivation. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you very much, Mr. Cameron. Why don't we go to questions and answers? We'll start with Ms. Leyva.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Good afternoon. I don't have a question, but I have a comment. I think that you and Mr. Gill work very well together. I think you have the institutional knowledge, and I think he brings knowledge from the private side, private business side. So I just think you both will do a very good job together. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Leyva. Mr. Cannella. Thank you very much, Mr. Cannella. Ms. Mitchell. He is an alumni from Cal State LA.
Say it again?
He's an alumni from Cal State Los Angeles.
Thumbs up.
Thank you.
The pro Tim is having fun with me this afternoon. That's okay.
No, I'm being pro Los Angeles.
We're that every day, sir. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I have a question about the Bank on California program. Prior to my life as an elected official, I ran a large social service organization in Los Angeles and dealt with tens of thousands of Californians who represent the unbanked. And I experienced directly the challenges they experience every day in terms of trying to live and survive, in terms of cashing the checks my agency would pay them for services rendered, and really just being taken advantage of, quite frankly, by their lack of connection to a banking institution and then how that then impacts their lives, the fees they would pay, just horrendous fees to cash checks, et cetera. So I was intrigued to learn of the Bank on California in reading my background materials about you. So if you could just help me understand the role you play in the administration and oversight of the Bank in California, if you feel they're being successful in really supporting a growing number of Californians who don't have banking relationships.
Our role in the Bank of California program is somewhat limited in the sense of our administration of the program, I would say that. I think that we help facilitate and participate in the actions that are actually put together by some of the municipalities and the meetings that they bring together with financial institutions to educate and get the word out of what the value is in a Bank on California program that covers various cities and various areas within California to ensure that the financial services are available to all walks of life. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the value of the program. And I think also what we see is that is a benefit and is in fact helping what you might say is the unbanked in California.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a vision or is there any desire on your part to have an expanded role or to expand the program at all?
That would be a discussion that I would have to have with Commissioner Owen and potentially even the governor's office for that matter.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you much, Ms. Mitchell. Mr. Cameron, you have been described by some folks as being a green eye shade bank examiner, you know, by some folks. And why don't you illuminate us a little bit with what's been in the news as a bit with regards to virtual currency and how that plays. Give us some of your perspectives on virtual currency.
Well, some would say virtual currency is a fad. Some would say that it's in a state of flux. And I would say both are probably a correct way of looking at it at this point in time. I find it exciting. Technology in and of itself can open a number of doors and provide services to a number of different individuals, entities, and so forth. To me, it's more important to look at the technology behind virtual currency than get hung up on whether it's Bitcoin or some other virtual currency name. And a lot needs to be done in understanding and studying and looking at it from the side of protection for the citizens of California. It can be a great technology achievement if we can get there, but to understand it and understand the risks that it pose to individuals in California is very important, and that's where I think the regulatory equation needs to be brought in and looked at very carefully.
Okay. Any other further questions or commentaries from the members? I'm seeing none. Those in support of Mr. Cameron's nomination, please come on up. Those in support.
Mr. Chair and members, Kevin Gould of the California Bankers Association in support of Mr. Cameron. We think he's an ideal candidate with amazing credentials, and we would recommend your confirmation.
Thank you. Thank you much. Thank you very much. Any other folks in support of Mr. Cameron? Anyone in opposition of Mr. Cameron? Seeing no opposition. I guess we just soak it in, just take it all in, you know, just take it all. Do we have a motion? Do we have a motion? We have a motion for Mr. Cameron by Ms. Mitchell. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Cannella?
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Runner, De Leon?
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Mr. Cameron, congratulations. You have passed this committee.
Thank you.
So, colleagues, what we'll do, congratulations to you and your family.
Thank you.
Okay. We will adjourn this session of the Rules Committee.